Back here in a place to be. That is Hy-Vee for the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. And I tell you, it is good to be back here in Hy-Vee. Good to be back on the program and to have you with us here after a holiday hiatus. And we've talked a lot of basketball on the program this morning, but we're going to talk some wrestling too. Wrestling season in full effect and in high gear. And in just a few weeks, we'll be in the postseason for wrestling, and we'll have a lot of coverage on that. We'll be talking more about that in the upcoming weeks. But joining me to talk a little Matson Northwest Webster Wrestling, he's the coach over there, Ron Ewing. You've heard him on this program before, back last year during the season, and making his first appearance this season. And Coach Ewing, I appreciate your time this morning. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate getting with you today. I just want to let you know I'm just a co-coach myself and co-coach Mitch Krueger.
That's right.
I don't want to leave him out.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. We want to make sure we credit him. And I had kind of forgot about how the arrangement worked over there with you and Coach Krueger together with the Matson program. Let's talk a little bit about your program. I know you were in action on Thursday night there in a quadrangular meeting that you guys participated in Thursday night. Talk a little bit about that.
Correct. To be totally honest with you, I was real excited about getting back after it after the Christmas break. We've had a real good practices, a real good week of practice. But the COVID, we don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. And yesterday wasn't a good day, or Thursday wasn't a good day. We had some kids come down with illnesses. They were all tested. A couple of them were tested, and they were negative, which is good. We had a couple kids that could not make weight, was not good. And then we had a few wrestlers that made some not very wise decisions. So that really impacted how we wrestled Thursday night.
You know, you touched on the inability to make weight for a couple of wrestlers you had. First time out since the holidays, is that something that, you know, because I'm not a wrestling guy, I don't have a big background in it, is that something that you see on a regular basis the first time coming back from the holidays, or an isolated incident in this case?
I think it was just an isolated incident. I'm not going to say any names who didn't, but, I mean, we've been back to practice for a good while. Weight was good Wednesday night, so it's just a few decisions that weren't wise decisions. So that affected the team and the individuals. So that makes it tough.
Yeah, it does. And certainly that's something that, you know, at least you want to get that out of the way now and get that behind you and move forward going forward, because everything's building to what you do in the postseason coming up. Let's talk a little bit about earlier in the season. You guys had your Doug Wood Invitational there at Matson Northwest Webster. I know that's a major event for you guys each and every year. And let's talk a little bit about how you feel about your performance in that one.
I was very, very pleased with the performance. I mean, we had ended up having, I think it was five kids in the finals. I mean, we had three first place, two seconds, and we had a few open weights. I mean, I was very, very proud and pleased of how the kids performed, you know, stepping out first time of the year. So,
right.
And, very pleased with that.
Yeah, and that's one of those deals, too, where, you know, I know that the Doug Wood Invitational is a big deal to you guys, and you really want to have your best showing and put your best foot forward in such an event that has so much emphasis for you.
Correct.
Now, you'll go forward here. I know you're wrestling today. You're back in action at Grettinger Terrell, GTRA, today. I know that last year you guys were there, and there were some late substitutions with teams and things because of snow and other issues. What are you looking for out of your guys? I would imagine you got to look for a big bounce back today after what you kind of described as a disappointing performance on Thursday night.
Correct. I mean, you don't know what from one day to the next who's going to show up and who ain't, especially with what's going on with this year. I just hope we go up there tomorrow or today and perform to our best and go out and shake hands and wrestle 6 minutes. I mean, you can't, you got to be ready to go. It's that time of year. We got like 17, 18 practices left before sectionals, and I was telling the kids just the other day, this part of the year goes quick, so we got to be ready to go.
Let's shout out a few of the guys that you've had that have been performing well for you, and you're expecting more out of them coming forward.
Okay. Ethan Agley, he's our 113-pounder, sophomore, real solid kid, works real hard in the room. He's a solid kid. Nathan Thoma, 120. He's a senior this year. I look for a lot of good things coming out of him. And he performed real well for us for the 4 years he's been here at Manson. And his brother Danny Thoma, he's at 38. He's right there with him. So, I mean, there's a couple kids there. Chris Kruger, he kind of dinged his shoulder right before Christmas break down there at Kemper. He's back on the mend. So I'm excited to see what Chris can do the rest of the year. And Ian Cohen, he's a standout at 160, solid sophomore. Looking to see some good things from him as well. And then Brody Anderson, our 195-pounder, he's on the top of the list too. So there's just a handful of kids right there that got a lot of potential. Whether or not they make the right decisions, and we just got to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, got to follow through on the potential. And some of those guys, I recognize those names from last year, Kruger and Anderson, Thoma's brothers as well. You know, so you've got some returning guys that can kind of lead your program that have veteran experience.
Correct.
Now, going forward here, what do you have to do to improve? I mean, what areas of improvement are you looking for, not only today, but going forward the rest of the year?
I like to emphasize a lot on conditioning. You know, you got a lot of kids anymore that are pretty well-balanced, evenly matched, and I'm a firm believer in the conditioning. If we got to go an extra period or an extra minute or so, that I'm going to put my money on the kid that's got his legs and his lungs. But we're still drilling hard, pushing each other in the wrestling room, but just staying focused and keeping our minds where they need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right, too, as you start to build on that conditioning here. And now you're going to be in more of a rhythm coming back from the holidays now, and I think that bodes well for getting to the condition you want to be in before sectionals.
Yes, sir.
And the sectionals are coming up February 6th, and I know that's going to be a big deal for you guys. You're actually hosting one again there at Manson, and it's got to be great to – it's always good, Coach, being a former basketball coach, it's always good to have a home game, and you're going to have the sectionals right there at home. I think that has to be something you're really excited about.
Yeah, it's always nice, like you said, to have a home meet, home duel, home tournament, home basketball game, you know, because you got your crowd and your parents and your fans and your followers. But we run a real good tournament, and yeah, I'm excited to have it here in our own gym.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to shout out Dusty Main, your athletic director over there. I know he's a big part of everything that goes on behind the scenes for that as well. And so big shout out to him. Coach Ron Ewan has been my guest, Manson Northwest Wrestling co-head coach over there, Mitch Kruger, and he shared those duties. And, Coach, it's good to catch up with you, and we'll definitely do it again here coming forward before we get into sectionals. We'll definitely talk again, and we'll see where you're at then as opposed to where you are now.
Okay, bud, I appreciate everything you do, and stay healthy, and take care.